The meeting follows a new international declaration to protect the rights of refugees and migrants agreed last week in New York. Countries are now working towards creating a global compact for safe, orderly, and regular migration to be operational by 2018. John Brandolino heads the Division for Treaty Affairs at the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, one of the sponsors of the meeting. They have identified more than 500 trafficking routes worldwide.
And generally, those trafficking routes follow the overall migratory flows. And the majority of trafficking victims detected globally by member states, around 60%, are foreigners in the country of detection, most of them migrants. Also, information has shown an increasing detection of victims from conflict-affected areas such as Syria, Iraq, and Somalia, in countries in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East.
About 10% of the population of the Philippines, or 10 million people, is living overseas. The country's ambassador to the UN, Lourdes Iparraguirre, said the proposed global compact should address the vulnerability of migrants, especially women and children, who make up nearly 80% of victims.
We also want to see a global compact that institutionalizes accountability in both countries of origin and destination with respect to violation of migrants' rights. Such accountability should be consistent with the core human rights conventions that provide for access to justice and access to legal and judicial systems.
Measures to address human trafficking are also included in three of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which aim to create a better world by eliminating extreme poverty and promoting environmental protection. European Union Ambassador to the UN, João Valéria de Almeida, stated that people must be at the heart of it all.
Resolutions, SDGs, these are tools, these are instruments that hopefully will allow us to better address, better respond, better prevent suffering of human beings around the world. And I think it's very important that we, every time we start a discussion like this one here, that we make a clear distinction between what is essential and what is instrumental. People are essential. Everything we do are instruments to allow us to address the issues that people are facing throughout the world.
The UN Office on Drugs and Crime, one of the co-sponsors of the meeting, will publish its latest report on human trafficking in November. Deanne Penn, United Nations.